Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today is part 3 of Bobby Spencer, February, end of February, through the end of 1991, is all you're going to get. So last week, part 2 ended with Bobby seeing a man who looked like Luke at the hospital, and Bobby calls Ruby to the hospital to show her the patient that she thinks Luke. Robbie's like, yeah, that's not Luke. That is Bill Eckert, and he is your cousin. You need to stay away from him. That family is bad news. And then Bill wakes up and Bobby tells him that, hey, we're cousins. The rest of the Eckert family showed up, and we just see the parents and Bill's son Sly for the first time in this episode. And then Charlene brought BJ to the hospital to see Tony, who takes her out for hot chocolate. She tells Amy that BJ misses mommy, Bobby. Well, yeah,
mommy,
same, yeah. But Bobby. Frisco sees Bobby on the docks and tells her to go visit Tony at the hospital, who is working that night. Charlene is leaving town, so Tony asks Steve if BJ can go to the hospital's daycare center. Amy tells Bobby that BJ will be there from now on, so she decides to go back to work and ask Steve for her job back. Bobby sees Tony and tells him that she's coming back to work, and he says it's time for them to get a divorce.
Ouch.
Yeah. And then there was just more stuff about, like, Bobby basically just getting to know the Eckert family.
Even though Aunt Ruby said, stay away from them.
Of course. I mean, yeah. And then March 8th through the 14th, Bobby overhears Frisco and Felicia fighting. She's mad about his job and their living quarters and how unorganized he is. And Bobby's listening through the door. I mean, they were in the brownstone, so it's not like she was had a glass up to the door. She just heard them. So she offers them the apartment upstairs and to break through the wall and make it into a loft. And Felicia's on the phone with Frisco. Bobby's in the hallway and realizes that she forgot to tell Felicia about the repairman. And it's the Eckert's cousin will help them remodel the brownstone.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia's hanging pictures when Joey, the carpenter, walks in and he's giving estimates on, like, how to renovate the apartment. Scott comes to the brownstone and finds Bobby exercising. He wants to move into Cheryl's old apartment. And she's like, yeah, no, we have a bad history. Well, we have a good history, but it's a bad history. So, but if you're ever going to get involved with Lucy again, I'm going to kick you out. So Felicia comes in and Bobby tells her that Scotty's moving into the basement apartment. Felicia calls Frisco to come home because she hears scary noises. He shows up and looks around, can't find anything. Felicia says she thinks there's a ghost in the house. Frisco says that he will stay because the baby, blah, blah. And it was Frisco told Bobby and Scotty that they have a new tenant, the ghost.
We saw part of that. Like, we watched her in that baby Maxie.
Yep. And then just basically back at the hospital, Bobby and Tony are talking briefly. He takes BJ to daycare. Bobby and Monica are talking in the halls. They talk about how life is throwing them a lot of curveballs and the worst thing is losing your child. Tony wants to talk to Bobby and he tells her not to make any false promises to BJ because she had been telling her how much she misses her.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby tells him not to interfere with her seeing BJ.
Hadn't she already adopted her?
I don't think so, because they had only just gotten married.
Okay.
Before all the Lucas stuff happened.
Alrighty. So March 17th through the 21st, Bobby's sitting on the couch looking at pictures. Scott walks down in his pajamas and has some coffee. They look at old photos together. Okay, that's never a good idea. Bobby realizes it's Tony's birthday and decides to get him a present. She says she will give it to BJ to give to Tony. Scott tells her she is skating on thin ice. Ruby walks in and sees both Bobby and Scott in their pajamas and jumps to the wrong conclusion. Robbie tells
But
Ruby,
wouldn't she have seen the photo album in between them? This was back in the 90s. We had big photo albums.
Ruby tells her it's stupid to buy Tony a gift. Bobby sees BJ at the hospital and she tells her it's Daddy's birthday. She gives her a gift to give to Tony and she tells BJ not to tell Tony that she made the book. At the hospital, it's Tony's party, and BJ gives him the gift Bobby made of her drawings. Cute BJ and Tony scene. She tells Tony that Bobby made her pictures into a book. Tony asks Bobby to see him in the lounge. He asks her, what is the meaning of the book? Like, what the heck? Come on, Tony.
Right, like, she gave you a nice book from your daughter.
Tony tells her that she shouldn't go through BJ to get to him, and he tells her that he doesn't buy her excuse. Bobby tells him that if he doesn't want the book, to throw it out.
Now, like, something like that I wish I had watched, because was it, were all the pictures, oh, the three of us together, you know, and we're perfectly happy? Or was it just,
here's some cute drawings.
Right.
So Scotty, Frisco, Felicia, and Bobby are at the Brownstone meeting. They talk about the lack of privacy and the lack of hot water, and Bobby tells them that the situation is not working for her. And then March 25th through April 2nd, Scott, Bobby, Frisco, and Felicia are still meeting at the Brownstone. Lucy calls Scott and is pretending just to call to say hi. And then she tells him that she's lonely at the hotel and wants him to come meet her for dinner.
It's never dinner with
this
Lucy.
Is all the stuff that Martin needs to hear.
Right.
Tiffany is doing...
Martin just needs to listen to our show.
Right. Tiffany is doing her show and Bobby runs into the cameraman. Tiffany and Bobby start to fight and then Tiffany apologizes. Bobby is upset that Tony won't even talk to her and she gives Tony an update on Robert's condition. She apologized to Tony for what she did with Lucas. Tony tells her he doesn't understand why she didn't see what she was doing was wrong when she was doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's a baby that she loves. What do you mean?
Right. And she thought she could get away with it.
Right. And she didn't realize in the beginning that it was shady.
Right.
Like, if she would have known that, then you could be like, I can't believe you did this. But she thought she was getting him on legit terms and then fell in love with him. You really want her to just be like, oh, yeah, here.
Right.
That's a little much. April 2nd through 10th, the daycare director comes to find Tony to tell her that BJ is not herself and is causing a disruption. She tells Tony he must come get her. Bobby sees BJ lying on the floor having a fit. She's able to calm her down and tells her that they will go get her things. Tony sees Bobby walk off with BJ. He asks Tom Hardy for advice on what to do with BJ, and Tom tells him that BJ obviously misses Bobby. He tells Tony that he has to talk to Bobby and that BJ is reacting to the animosity between Tony and Bobby and that he needs to make peace with her. Bobby is at Kelly's with Bill, because again, you were already told to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Tony comes in and wants to talk to Bobby. Bobby tells him she is about to go out with her friends and that she is sure that they can talk later. Oh, that's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
Scott shows up at the Brownstone. He tells Bobby he was a loser in court that day. Bobby is getting ready to go out for the night on the town. There's a big party going on to celebrate the end of the salvage operation.
That was when the Tracy boat.
Oh, yeah.
Green.
Okay. So Bobby and Bill are hanging out. Bobby and Bill sit on the stoop and talk about the guy at the bar who was harassing her. Bobby says how it's hard to live down your past no matter how hard you try. And then Tony shows up at the Brownstone to talk to Bobby, and she's still upset over the incident at the party.
I don't know what the incident was. Oh, I guess it might just be the guy hitting on her thing.
No, I think I think it means whenever he yelled at her about the book.
Oh, okay.
Bobby's so upset about the incident at the party. Tony tells her it's about BJ. Finally, they talk. He tells Bobby that they need to work on how they deal with BJ. Tony gets nasty, and Bobby gets angry and throws Tony out. April 10th or 17th, Tony and Bobby talk. Bobby tells him not to go into the brownstone when she is not home. Tony tells Bobby that BJ is having problems adjusting now to their new life. He wants Bobby to spend more time with BJ.
He just told her.
He apologizes for saying that she was using BJ to get to him, and Bobby picks up BJ from daycare. She asks her when Bobby is going to come back and live with them, and Bobby and Tony decide they need to work something out with BJ for her sake. That's so sad. Mm-hmm. At the end of the week, Tony tells Bobby that BJ's behavior is 100 times better since Bobby has been spending time with her. Tony tells Bobby that all she talks about is her time with Bobby. Tony tells Bobby that all she talks about is her time with Bobby, and it's hard for him to hear that. Bobby and Tony talk and decide they have to communicate a little better. Bobby tells Tony she wants to get on with her life, so she wants to work out a settlement between them. Bobby goes to Kelly's and tells Ruby that she is moving on with her life, and Ruby warns Bobby not to hang out with Bill Ecker too much.
I don't think I realized that Bobby and Bill were, like, hanging out that much. I thought that it was stay away.
He was, like, too close for a while. Mm-hmm. And then April 18th through 25th, Bobby has a party at the Brownstone. Frisco finally comes home with flowers for Felicia, but she's not there. She is downstairs at Bobby's party and tells him she doesn't want to come up.
And I don't know why they were.
I think he just continued being a jerk.
Yeah. Like, so then April 25th through May 3rd, an earthquake hit Port Charles, and Bobby is taking care of Maxie while Frisco stays with Felicia through her medical treatment. Tony tells Bobby that she's a wonderful mom when he sees her with Maxie. You've seen her with BJ and Lucas.
Right.
I mean, okay, guys, you can never tell a woman too many times that she's a great mom.
True.
Because every single day, multiple times a day, we don't think we are. Scott shows up at the hospital and tells Bobby that the brownstone is a mess. He thinks that she should come look at it. The brownstone has to be condemned. Bobby sees it and is devastated that she can't afford to rebuild it. And she didn't have earthquake insurance. So I nerded out for a second. Well, because I was more like, would it even be available in New York?
All right.
Right? Uh-huh. Because flood insurance used to not be available if you didn't live in a flood zone.
Right.
So I nerded out. Earthquake insurance was actually still relatively new. It was a law that was enacted in 1984, which required insurance providers to offer earthquake insurance. Earthquake coverage in addition to homeowners insurance, but it's like an additional addendum. But so, I mean, that was only 6-7 years old. I think that's interesting. Bobby then leaves the brownstone, tells her that she can come stay with him. Dude, you are like throwing all these different colored flags all over the place. They're not even red or green. It's like, what are you doing? Bobby thinks it's not a good idea for BJ's sake, right? Because she's already confused. Tony says it's an emergency and they should stick together. Bobby goes to see Frisco and Felicia at the hospital and tells them that the brownstone has been condemned, so none of them have a home. Hey, you're healing, but just so you know, too, you got nowhere to keep your baby. Tony offers for them to move in with him as well. Bobby and Scotty meet up at Kelly's, and they have a heart-to-heart talk.
Did Tony get, like, a house? How's he having the whole brownstone move in with him?
Right. May 3rd through the 10th, Bobby is holding Maxie at Tony's house. He walks in and offers to co-sign a loan with Bobby to rebuild the brownstone. She thanks him but says she wants to do it on her own, and she decides not to eat dinner with them because she doesn't want to confuse BJ. She goes to Kelly's and is talking with Scott about life. She tells him that he was her first failed relationship. Then she lists all the others, and I wish that I had found that. And then Scott rehashes all of his, and they have a laugh together.
We did say in the 80s that Scott was the first person that she made love to that she actually loved.
Yeah. And then Tony offers, again, to help rebuild the brownstone. March 13th through 17th, Bobby went to Kelly's and saw Scott. She had been shopping, and she shows him what she bought. Scott tells her that he is always there for her, and she is always optimistic. Tony shows up and wants to talk to her. Tony wants her to move into the house again with him. And he says BJ really misses her and needs her, and he wants her to come to dinner the next night. Bobby asks Scotty for a ride home because her car is in the shop. Scotty and Bobby talk, and he tells her to make sure that she's going back to Tony's for BJ's sake. Scott tells her, you have to have some love or some passion, and he tells her that she's making a mistake. Tony's at the hospital, and Amy Vining tells him that he and Bobby are both acting like fools. BJ sees Bobby in the hallway and asks her when she's coming back home with her. Bobby goes to see Ruby and tells her that she's moving back in with Tony. And Scott tells her again, it's a mistake.
Of course he does.
Tony comes to see BJ, and she tells him that she saw Mommy at the hospital. Bobby shows up and tells Tony that she is there to move back in. Tony looks a bit taken aback. You asked her a few times if she wanted to. Right. Why are we so... I mean, I guess because she kept saying no. Bobby tells Tony she isn't sure how long she will be staying, so she didn't bring that much stuff with her. Where has she been staying?
I would assume she'd stay above Kelly's, but I don't know.
Right. He tells her that she is welcome to stay for as long as she wants. Felicia tells Bobby that she knows Tony is happy she is there. Bobby, BJ, and Tony are roasting marshmallows by the fire because you don't want to confuse the kid. Let's do something romantic. Bobby tucks BJ into bed. That's sweet. Bobby and Tony share a conversation on the couch. She wants to talk, but he says that he has to read his medical stuff.
Okay. May 20th to 24th, Bobby and Tony see each other at the hospital. She asks Tony if he is okay with the living arrangement, and he tells her that he is very happy and comfortable with the arrangements. Bobby and Tony talk again. She asks him what he wants for dinner. Tony tries to get out of it and gets saved by the bell with an emergency call. Monica asks if there are any calls for her, and Bobby and Monica talk. Monica tells her that she is worried about AJ. She tells her he is graduating boarding school soon. Bobby tells Monica he is probably going through a wild stage.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Now, like they all did, Bobby tells her that BJ is starting kindergarten in the fall.
And I hate that, because was that foreshadowing? Like, did they already know?
I don't know, but it's so
Well, that
sad.
Was 1991. Never mind. Okay.
Okay.
So that would have been an entire year later. Okay. Right. Yep. Answered myself.
May 27th through 31st, Bobby and Tony are at the hospital. She tells him he is going to cook dinner that night. He says that he will cancel his seminar to eat dinner with her. She tells him that I'm assuming that was supposed to say that she was going to cook. Bobby tells the babysitter to take the night off. Bobby tells BJ they are going to cook dinner for Daddy. Because again, not confusing though. Bobby and Tony eat dinner together. They finally get a chance to talk. Bobby wants to talk about their relationship. Tony tells Bobby that she is expecting too much. Tony leaves, and later on he apologizes. Again, so many mixed signals here.
Yeah.
June 3rd through the 7th, Tony sees Bobby at the hospital and asks her for a favor. He wants Bobby to throw him a dinner party for a famous neurosurgeon. She agrees. She winds up upset about the party, but not sure why. The next day, Bobby tells Ruby she blew her chance at shining in Tony's eyes and that the dinner was a flop. June 10th through the 14th, Bobby shows the Brownstones reconstruction plans to Frisco. Bobby and Tony talk about the plans when they can't sleep. Next few days, talk about Frisco leaving. Again, because that's all Frisco ever does.
Right.
June 18th through the 24th, Tony and Bobby are upstairs in the house. He asks Bobby out for a special dinner. Tony just wanted to have a quiet dinner with Bobby. He asks her to dance with him. They talk about stirring up old feelings. Bobby tells him it is time to go home. Bobby and Tony are at home, both in bed, wanting each other, but alone. They meet in the hall and start to kiss, and they end up...
Bam, bam.
June 21st through July 1st, Bobby and Tony...
That was their song, by the way.
Bobby and Tony wake up together in bed after spending the night together. Tony sees Bobby and tells her that he is madly in love with her, and they kiss, assuming at the hospital, and Bobby tells Anna that she and Tony are back together.
Yeah, because the way that was written, it was like, obviously.
Yeah, like later.
Yeah, you see her whenever she's laying in your bed, but then it was later on. Yeah.
And then July 2nd through 8th, Bobby and Tony are moving back into the brownstone. They have a picnic on the floor, and Scott comes and moves back in too.
Hold on 1 second. So that was July 2nd through the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Man, that is some quick construction.
I mean, I guess Bill
Ecker. June 10th through the 14th.
Bill Ecker knew his stuff, or cousin Ecker, whoever it was.
That was before the earthquake. That was just expanding to tear down the wall to make it a loft for Frisco and Felicia. This was not even a month later because they were looking
after
at the yeah,
after condemned. It was bad enough it was condemned, and they got it back up to we're moving together.
Okay.
July 9th through August 20th, Bobby and Tony keep being all mushy and lovey-dovey. Bobby went to see Tiffany and told her she forgives her for the whole Lucas thing. Tiffany was in the hospital after drinking the milk Feijon poisoned.
Remember during the cartel?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I am loving because, like, everything that we've done
is all looping back together. Over the next few days, Bobby and Tony work together on Tiffany's case. She gets upset that Tony wants to take a leave of absence to focus completely on Tiffany's case. While Tony stays in Port Charles, Bobby goes to an OR nurse convention. He is worried the doctors will be hitting on Bobby. While she's away, Tony is taken hostage by Leopold's men. He's rescued by Anna and Mac. Bobby comes back, and Tony tells her that he had the formula, but the computer files were deleted. Later, Bobby walks in on Lucy and Tony talking. Tony and Bobby chat about Lucy. Tony tells her that he is a one-woman man and he loves her.
Mm-mm. Remember Rita, Tony?
Bobby is with Ruby at Kelly's and Scotty arrives. Bobby tells Scotty that she can't stand Lucy. She tells Scott that she walked in on Lucy kissing Tony. Scott tells her Tony would never leave Bobby for... What? Scott tells her Tony would never leave Bobby for Lucy. Scotty later tells Lucy to stay away from Tony. And then August 27th through September 23rd, Bobby went to the plant with Bill. Lots of little mentions.
That was when, remember, he was showing her that plant and then that one person passed out and Bobby went to the rescue. And then, yeah, there was just a lot of different here and there mentions of her during, this was the cartel.
All right. And then Simpson asks Bobby if she has any rooms in the brownstone for him to move into, which sounds like a horrible idea, but okay.
Yeah. And then September 24th and 25th, Bobby and Anna meet at Ruby's and complain about the construction delays. Okay, so they did it back in. Bobby and Anna go to see the Joneses' house. Robin wants to move into a house, not a penthouse. Remember we watched this?
Mm-hmm.
They went to Bobby's old house. Anna tells Bobby that she loves the idea of Robin growing up in the Joneses' house, and she'll take it. And this was when Robin called her love.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby gets mugged by two attackers who want to send Tony a message. Anna and Robert find her tied up in one of the bedrooms at the Weber house. The next day, Bobby tells Tony that she called in sick. She wants to spend the day with BJ, and she is scared. Bobby wants Tony to stop his research. She thinks he is putting her life and her daughter's life and his daughter's life in danger. Because, okay, quick backstory. Tiffany was poisoned by Faison. Faison was part of the cartel. They were trying to take over the world. And so, obviously, Tony trying to save Tiffany was against the cartel's plan. So, Bobby is not being crazy in all this. Go listen to, I think it was a two-part of the cartel. Go listen to that. That way you understand that it's not just
Bobby being crazy or overreacting. Yes.
Right. Like Tony was being targeted. Also, he was kidnapped a few paragraphs up, but again, it was still going on. Bobby shows up, ends up showing up to work and talks to Steve. Bobby tells Steve that someone threatened Tony and she goes to the lab to talk to him, to Tony. She apologizes. He tells her that she is important to him, but he doesn't want her to force him to make choices. Steve comes in and has a medical conference, surprisingly, for Tony to go to. Tony accuses Bobby and Steve of making a plot to overthrow him. On September 27th, Bobby and Tony discuss her being tied up and mugged, and she wants him to stop his research. Because I also think she didn't know that he was kidnapped when she came back from her OR convention. He was just like, oh, my files were deleted.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even know that. She just knows that she was kidnapped. Bobby then worries about BJ's safety. Yet later, she and Tony go to the Outback for dancing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. October 1st, Bobby brings Tony lunch at the lab. She did that a lot. Like, there are so many different mentions of, she brought him lunch at the lab. That's nice.
That is nice.
But we make a note of it every single time. Tony asks her to get BJ a birthday present from him because he's so busy. Then Anna gets a call from Faison at Bobby's house, and Steve is worried about Bobby and Tony, like worried about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
October 7th through 9th, Bobby gets ready for BJ's birthday. A clown came, and she hopes that it's her dad. Tom tells Bobby that Tony told him he would be there. I don't think that BJ thought that the clown was going to be Tony. I think that someone probably came through the door.
Right. Okay. And she was hoping that that was going to be her dad.
Because then Tony finally arrived at the party with a huge dollhouse for BJ.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Robert meets with Tony, who has an attack of conscience, and he says that he has to tell Bobby the truth about the danger her and BJ are in. She has been kidnapped and tied up.
She's the one telling you that she's concerned about her,
she's
the danger.
She's aware to some degree of just how serious it is. She, of course, is furious for being lied to and having her family placed in danger. She is not happy with Robert for putting Tony in this position. And then Tony tells Bobby he apologizes and he's willing to give up his research for her. Monica runs into Bobby at the hospital and asks her to co-host the bridal shower for Tracy, because this is when she was marrying Larry Ashton.
Yep.
And Bobby says that Tracy has no friends. October 10th, Bobby calls Anna to invite her to the party. Scott and Lucy are in their office. He gets a call from Bobby inviting him to a party at the Outback for Tony and Bobby's anniversary, which was then on the 14th. Mac made a toast. Connor sang. Everyone toasted. And Tony serenaded Bobby. And then on October 29th, Bobby tells Felicia she is giving her a going away party, because this is when Felicia was going to be with Frisco.
Going away, like she also likes to do often.
Right. Maxie was staying, though. It's okay.
Of course. So in November, Tony recreates the compound to save Tiffany. So yay. November 14th, Bobby was asked to speak at a conference, and she's very nervous. The next day, Tom tells her that her lecture was raved about. Yay, I like that.
Hold on. They would not have left Maxie for that one.
Huh?
They wouldn't have. This wouldn't have been when Felicia first left the girls. Left Maxie. Right? Maxie was a baby, but okay. Ooh, we should do that. Like, when?
I don't know when she actually left. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
You're fine. November 25th, Scott tells Bobby he married Lucy and Maryland in secret, and he wants Lucy to move into the brownstone with him. Bobby asks to see the marriage license. She knows he is full of it. Lucy asks Bobby if she can move in. She tells her that she wants to live with Scott. That's fine, but in no way is it going to happen under her roof. And then early December, Tony figures out how to help Tiffany. And then by December 12th, he says he doesn't feel that challenged.
Yeah, like he had remembered the compound to make the pill that had been deleted.
So, I feel like this would be like Finn saying he just solved the Blackwood syndrome, right, and now he doesn't feel challenged.
A week later on board.
Tony's offered chief of research in Palm Springs. They offer Bobby a job too, and to pay them both more money than they make in Port Charles. Tony talks to Bobby about moving to Palm Springs, and Bobby is not happy that Tony's considering it. Jenny asks Bobby about celebrating the holidays together. Bobby asks if they can do it at the Brownstone since Tony got a new job offer. It might be their last Christmas in Port Charles. Tom tells Steve to hire Charlotte at GH. Steve says he is hoping and praying Tony and Bobby won't leave.
Again, can we quit reusing these names?
Mm-hmm. December 16th through the 18th, Tony and Bobby discuss how brilliant he was at saving Amy. Tony tells her it is so hard to decide what to do about staying or leaving. Bobby is massaging Tony in the waiting room. They talk about the rough surgery on Amy. Bobby gets called away. Steve asks Tony what he's going to do. Tony says he needs to decide with Bobby. Well, thank you for finally understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve gives him a list of neurosurgeons to consider if he leaves. He tells Tony not to forget he is playing Santa Claus again. Tony gets a telegram that it's time for him to give them an answer by tomorrow. A telegram.
I know.
Tony gets a gift.
Not even a fax.
Tony gets a gift from an old patient's wife. Tony decides he wants to stay in Port Charles. Bobby is so happy they can stay. December 19th, Bobby comes to invite Ruby for Christmas Eve. Ruby tells Bobby she rented Lucy a room, and Bobby says Lucy is not welcome for Christmas. And then December 24th, Bobby brings BJ to the Christmas party. Lucy is upset she was not invited to Bobby's party. She tells Scotty she doesn't want to be alone for Christmas. Bobby walks up and Lucy tells her she is not in the mood. Bobby invites Lucy to join them and put aside their differences for one night. Lucy turns her down and Scott tells her to shut up. That's how we end the year.
That's how we end it. Okay, so that's kind of actually also why.
Okay, just shut up.
So this really did not take as long as I thought it was going to because it was the same number of pages, but just whatever.
I think it was easier to read because we knew everything.
Yeah.
I don't think we had to stop and question each other as much, and because we already knew it, we like read faster.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, so I mean, that's just kind of like the end of 90. Like, that's what happened the rest of 91. You know, she and Tony were on the verge of divorce and back and forth, and there was an earthquake in New York.
Yeah, I understand why she didn't have earthquake insurance.
Right. But next week, we get started on 92. Yay. And 92 is the hard year. It'll be one of the hard years.
It'll be okay.
It will be okay. We'll be fine. But, yeah.
It was good.
It was a nice little, it's a palate cleanser.
Sounds
and
good.
And a amuse-bouche.
You're so sorry.
Anyway. But also gave us, I think it's funny that the Lucy and Scott stuff was in there and we're still dealing with it 23 years later.
No!
Okay. 33 years
I liked your first later. Half better.
No. How do we keep doing this? Our audience is going to be like, Shannon, get a calculator.
Like, Shannon is so nerdy smart, but she can't do math very well.
Listen,
she doesn't want to do this math. That is why.
I know that I am not alone. There are plenty of memes that say, no, 10 years ago was like 2002.
Yeah. Ryan said to me the other day, you realize COVID's going to be 4 years old?
I know.
And I was like, no, shut up. That just happened.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet at the pier.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect. So if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.